Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, by the way, it is Motivational Monday, so we get you motivated. Real quickly, are you in the mood to get motivated, Molly?
How's your? I am.
Okay.
Always.
All right, apple, banana, or pickle? Molly gets to pick.
Ooh.
And she's in right now. I just got to say, demotivational, you're in the lead for picking that
one.
I really am. So, okay, which one do you want today?
Well, it is fall, so let's go with apple.
Apple it is.
Good morning. Ooh. I'm Count Dowdula, and I am here to suck the confidence right out of you.
Not today, motherfucker. We're driving stakes through excuses, garlic necklacing every fear, and bringing some daylight that's louder than your alarm clock. The doubt you laws. The only thing I'm counting on today is myself and my bean juice, because that sh- never disappoints. Keep spreading the f***ery.
I finally picked a good one.
Yeah, you did. That's the Halloween version.
I love it.
Yeah, a Halloween version right there. All right, so I hope that motivates you. Good way to start the day. Way to start the week.
I mean,
good,
I love me some vampires. Had I known, I would have worn my Bela Lugosi t-shirt.
Well, I don't know why you don't. It's Halloween.
You know, I should pull it out.
You should pull it out. You should wear this stuff during the, you're October. You're Shocktober. Like, you should be wearing a witch's hat.
And maybe today, have a broom I'm wearing or something this, like that. Which I thought Grace would appreciate.
I'd have to describe. It's a cat, best cat mom ever shirt.
Mm-hmm. God. It was a gift.
Well, there you go. Why not?
It we would can be a gift to that. For Grace, because she is one of the best cat moms. She keeps.
Yeah, I would agree.
With what's going on with David.
Uh-huh. Mr. David. All right, so you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We also have a phone number. You leave us a text, 402-915-0962. Got a couple messages I want to roll through real quick. Molly's not crazy. They had a Darth Vader punch growing up. Okay, because we talked about sherbet.
Yes.
Yes. And basically she says it was green sherbet slash sherbet. And 7-Up, my mom made the name up for Star Wars because my brother had a Star Wars party. So, yeah, they were drinking that as well.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes.
I love that. I forgot to look up the recipe for Pink Punch.
Okay. Is that what it was called, Pink Punch then?
I mean, it was pink, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we had it at baby showers, engagement parties. I mean, it was a very, like, girl party type of thing to have.
Okay, we also got a message from Sally. She's just catching up, but she's saying she's definitely not a hoodie girl. I misspoke when it came to hoodies. I didn't realize this many people were into sweaters, and it seems like it's mostly women. The reason being is at bigpartyshow.com, we drop some new merch, and we drop some fall attire for you guys. We got hoodies. We got a cap. What would you call it? Like a stocking cap?
Yes.
Type a beanie or whatever. Then we also have some what you call crew neck sweatshirts in all the different categories, whatever. I mean, if you want the Husker shirts, it's all in the hoodies too. And it looks pretty cool though, actually. But she's saying that trying to get a hoodie over her head, it's hard. It's ruining your hair is not impossible.
It's true.
And then the crew necks can stretch out over your head, messing up your hair without messing up your hair. So anyway, in the end, she's crew necks all the way. Thanks for your email.
I found the recipe.
Okay.
We use pineapple juice, lemon lime soda, or ginger ale, but I recommend lemon lime soda. Ginger ale's got its own little
wang
to it.
I haven't had ginger ale.
And then raspberry or strawberry. I've never seen strawberry, but raspberry sherbet or sherbet. Still groundbreaking to me that it's not
it
sherbet.
Is. I know. Gracie, I don't know if you caught the last super producer, Gracie. I just got to ask, sherbet? Or is it sherbet? What first, A or B? Sherbet? It's not sherbet because
it's
there's no
sherbet.
R. It's sherbet.
There's no extra R. It was, you missed it.
That's S-H-E-B. We beat it down on Friday.
Blown. It was really like, it took up a good portion of us just like reeling, like, no.
Yeah.
And then it just spun off into other things like Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel. There's like, no R in Colonel, like Colonel Sanders, C-O-L.
Sherbet. I still refuse to call it sherbet. I don't think anybody would know what I was talking about.
So would I, for sure. All right, we got no dumb question. We got one video right here of no dumb.
If you had to replace all the grass in the world with one food item, what would it be and why? For me, mashed potatoes. Soft to walk on, always smells like Thanksgiving, and bugs would be furious.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Would you replace all the grass in the world with something? Food wise, I would have to roll partially with like queso, like a good spicy queso. Oh, that way you can reach down.
Squishy.
And it'd be like, squishy.
That's the thing when she talks about mashed potatoes, just the texture of that under your feet sounds really off putting.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You like, but mine squish, would be squish.
Yeah. My squish. Queso comes to mind. I love meatballs. I love chicken wings, and I love french fries, though. We know that. I guess french fries would be a good one.
I think french fries would be good.
You know, we can just reach down. Imagine you can just reach down and just grab a french fry, a nice fresh one, anytime you want.
Look at you. Just fat living. You're like, you know what? This is a great idea, and I think we should do it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, who needs grass? Rabbits.
Yeah. No.
Ecosystem.
God, I got a mow today. But yeah, so what was yours be? Fries then?
Yeah, I was thinking off the top of my head, I was like chips. Yeah. But then once you mentioned walking on it, I was like, that would be really loud.
You couldn't sneak up on anybody that way. Yeah.
It'd be great if you were worried about people sneaking up on you.
Yeah.
Grunch, 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 grunch. Like, I heard you coming like a mile away.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something that you want to eat, obviously. I mean, it's
what about bread?
Bread will be okay.
I miss bread. I really do.
But once you have every grass lawn in the world as bread, you wouldn't miss it as much.
I don't know.
It might smell nice though. It'd smell like fresh baked bread would be actually pretty nice.
Well, and then there'd be like different regions, right? Like if you were up north or something, maybe something like really like a dark
cheese
rye
curds.
Or a pumpernickel.
Oh,
where
bread.
You're like
okay.
Down in the Southwest or something like that. And you've got more like a pita. And then like if you're up in like San Francisco, obviously like a sourdough, like you could really have some Hawaiian rolls.
I was just going to say that. But are in fact Hawaiian rolls a Hawaiian product?
I
don't know if they are Hawaiian rolls because they're sweet.
Yeah, well, I think it's sweet because of pineapple. It's made with pineapple juice or something. Look it up I think it's made with pineapple juice. That's why it's called a Hawaiian roll, on account of the fact that I don't necessarily think it's from Hawaii, but I think it's like because it has that ingredient that is quintessentially Hawaiian.
Yeah, look at that. Born at the bakery on Big Island in the 1950s.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. They do come from, King's. That's King's Hawaiian.
Yeah, King's Hawaiian
rolls. Is that the only brand? I don't.
Pretty much. I mean, other people have branched out into it. So I do this thing now where it's my easy hack weeknight meal.
Okay.
I buy like a container or, you know, how it's like a carton, whatever. It comes in a tray. Thank you. Tray of rolls.
Yes.
I take those out. I cut them in half lengthwise. Yeah. And then I put on Swiss cheese, honey baked ham, Swiss cheese, put the lid back on top, put the top bun back on top, put it back in the tray and bake it in the oven.
Ooh,
and it makes
good.
Mini sliders.
Oh.
And so it's like feeds the whole family.
Okay.
And so we've been making mini sliders. You can brush butter on top and they have like all these different seasonings you can do. But I just keep it simple because I'm dealing with simple palates. But yeah, I've made that a couple times and I always get really excited. I love melty hot ham and cheese. Like that.
Oh my God.
It's the best. Ugh.
That would right now put that as a grass thing.
Really? Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese sandwich. Oh, I don't eat enough sandwiches. Buddy. I like how we start the week off talking about food.
Always
that's okay.
Food.
It's
always.
Hard. It's all right. Maybe that's our niche. Maybe that's our thing.
Right.
Hey, look, you learned
something.
Come in
with new recipes.
You learned something about Hawaiian rolls, everybody. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure, I'm sure that was a question in someone's head.
That was a staple in my house for forever. I think my son had for lunch, school lunch, every day for like 6 years, peanut butter on Hawaiian roll. I kid you
okay.
not. Like I would be like, do you want to switch it up today? I'd be like, nope. Like it basically like he was like, I can eat this every day and I will. And yeah. I think that he had it for lunch every day for like 6 or 7 years. Okay. I felt like, I mean, and if anybody would call me on it, I'd be like, you go over there and you quiz that kid on what he wants for lunch. And he will tell you peanut butter on Hawaiian roll. It was like a game changer
day.
Is that just
like a perfect sweetness? Because I can tell you right now, on my hand, I've had that less than 5 Hawaiian rolls in my life.
Oh, my God.
I've only had them maybe twice.
I've had them like twice this month.
Okay.
Well, no, because it's October. But like in September, we've had them like twice. And that's like I get so excited because I get bread.
The little things.
Yay,
the little things.
Bread.
All right, so blue bread improv. No, Blue Bird Improv. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the Holland Center on the 19th. Okay,
yes.
So we do have a pair of tickets, and what you're going to do is take this keyword right now, blue. That's the word, blue. You're going to take it right over to bigpartyshow.com and enter it right there in the contest page. And then, you can win a pair of tickets when you weigh into that improv. It'll be fun, Blue Bird
it's
Improv.
It's so much fun. Improv shows are so great.
Yeah, so, that's all you got to do. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. I guess the big thing everyone's talking about, do we want to dip into it? Taylor Swift's new album?
Oh, so good.
Is it?
So good. Yes.
Okay.
I've listened to it quite a few times.
Would you say it was bad if it was bad?
I would say it wasn't great. I'd have never known her to have a bad album.
Okay.
But I mean, she's had albums that I wasn't thrilled about. Like when she was in that Folklore Evermore deal, like that wasn't my jam. I like the more, but she's back with Max Martin and I like Max Martin music. And so this is me back in my happy place.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes. Because it's just a lot more hitting tracks. She's still got some soft stuff in there, but it's still like hard, like it's good, like rock. Not rock, but like dance to it. Good hooks.
Is this album a dancey?
There are a couple.
What's your favorite song then on this?
My absolute favorite?
Yeah.
Actually Romantic.
Actually Romantic?
Okay. Actually Romantic. It is probably a diss track, which I am so here for the drama.
Okay.
Quick reset.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX had that huge album Brat. And mm-hmm. on Brat was this song called Sympathy is a Knife. And it is such a good tune. But it's basically it's about Taylor Swift. When Taylor Swift was dating Matt Healy, Healy is in a band with Charlie XCX's now husband. And so in the song, Sympathy is Just a Knife, talks about how she hates seeing her backstage at the shows and that makes her feel bad.
How long did they date for? I thought that was just a minute.
It was, I mean, it wasn't that long, but she was like all in it. Like she would go
was
to his
she
shows
really?
And stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's nuts. Okay. All right.
So everyone heard Sympathy is a Knife and everyone's like, oh my God, that is like a total, like that's totally about Taylor. Well, Taylor has something to say about it. Actually Romantic is like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like, that is so sweet that you spend so much of your time obsessing about me. Like, aw, I don't think anybody's ever. God, oh, yeah. Like, it is just, ouch. She's like, I heard you called me boring Barbie when the Coke had you brave. Because that's the whole thing is that Charlie XCX is apparently like really enjoys her cocaine.
Okay.
Like they were joking when she and George got married, they won't be cutting the cake, they'll be cutting the coke.
Cutting the coke, yeah. So she attacked or whatever, responded.
I mean, you can't really call it attack, but like this, let me just say this.
Yeah.
In the visualizer, like everyone's like, she doesn't say it's Charlie XCX, but she basically does. Cause in the visualizer video that she has out, the song for Actually Romantic, she's holding an apple.
Okay.
Which that was like the big track off of Charlie's Brat album was Apple.
Okay.
The Apple Dance, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's not an accident. These Taylor doesn't do anything crazy by accident. Grace, am I right? Yes.
Well, of course she doesn't. She doesn't. This is her whole gig. It's always been her whole gig.
Easter eggs. I've been watching these.
She's going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight, actually. So I've been watching a lot of her clips when she was doing all those interviews overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's just a ton of them. I guess she went on a circuit over there. She's funny. She's talking,
funny.
Talking a lot about her wedding ring and how that that actually went down. I didn't realize it. But after, when they were doing the podcast together, it was like 3-hour podcast. During that time, Travis had these people rearrange his whole backyard and do that backyard like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was somewhere else. And then when she went out there and she said there was even some bushes that he had fake bushes that he put in. Mm-hmm. Well, who was inside the bushes was her photographer catching all the moments. So he done good. I mean, how do you
I know everybody's that? Like, I can never propose now. So that was the actual proposal moment. So that was the big news, was the fact that everyone thought that that was a staging. That was like that they had their private moment, but then they went ahead and had this unbelievable photo shoot. No, that's really how it went down. It was a photo shoot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. And then one thing I said or that she said about Travis, because she had told him about and showed him a couple pictures of the designer of the ring. You know, these rings that designers, that's her favorite designer. And obviously he had that ring made from that designer.
Yes.
And what she had said in the interview is that, you know, he actually listens to me. He listens to me. I was like, everyone should listen to what people like. You know what I mean? I do it all the time with Wyleen. If someone says they like something,
let's ask Wyleen on that. Let's quiz Wyleen.
I do. I file it back. I give her great gifts. If there's something that she likes and loves and is attracted to, yeah, absolutely. Why would you not do that? So, yeah.
So props you get her like John Hamm because she's like attracted to.
Yeah. As long as I get a watch, I guess, right?
Like I've been hinting. Yeah. No, that is sweet. Oh,
yeah, it is. It is. So what's your other favorite song on this Taylor Swift
journey?
The
other one I really like, I liked Cancelled, which is sort of, everybody's saying it's about Blake Lively.
Yeah.
And basically it's like her finally kind of addressing the fact that like they're still friends. That it's just, obviously stuff's going on. And then the title track, I mean, not the title track, but the title track is good. But the first track on the album, The Fate of Ophelia, that's going to be like the first single.
Everyone's talking really about that.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one, the video's coming out. So, I mean, we'll have an actual music video to go with that right away. Go ahead.
When is the, isn't there a movie coming out here shortly? The making
this week,
of this?
There's going to be like a listening party. Type of thing.
All right. Yeah, she hits
everything. I'm not going, but I would.
She gets everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wins everything.
You know what I think Travis Kelce's favorite song is?
What?
Would. I bet he really likes that one.
As in WOOD, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it, but I've saw what people are saying. They're talking about his member, his wiener. What is she saying in it?
It's not bad. It's pretty, she
you can't say
gives it a lot of praise. I mean, she references a redwood tree.
Okay.
Those are the largest trees on the planet.
Yes, they are.
So take with that what you will.
Oh, of course. The guy's 6'7" or something. He's a huge dude.
All I'm saying is that this guy is walking into the locker room on Sunday and just, hello, everybody. Did you hear my fiance's album? Though I guess the locker room guys probably know because they're all naked showering.
They're all big dudes. They're all giant guys. So, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. So that's what that is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, he talks about the key that opened her thighs. Like, that was the other thing. Everyone's like, basically, yes. She cusses on this album. Taylor! And she basically, like, that's the big joke is everyone's like, well, I think we all know that Taylor now cusses and also is getting laid on account of the fact that she's singing about it. Because she's always been really good about keeping her sex life very not.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I don't know what to think.
You got to listen to it.
Her talking like that. That's so. This is her new era, I guess. She's not touring, by the way, for a while. So that means one thing. She wants to have kids. And I think that's what she's moving into. Because she's like, I'm tired. I'm not touring for this one for a long time.
One of the songs is about having kids.
Oh, really? What is she saying that?
Basically that, you know, now she wants these things like that with him. She can see the basketball hoop in the driveway. Like there's like a whole thing about it. And
okay.
Listen to you.
Okay, this is so weird to hear you talk about this. Like,
why?
I mean, Taylor. This is you describing Taylor and her smut album.
It's not a smut album, but it definitely. I don't know. Gracie is the only other person on the show who listened to it. Wouldn't you say, Grace, that she stepped it up a couple degrees in the racy department?
Yes, yes. She says yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are things where it's like she's cussing, where you're like, whoa, though she did that on the last album.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first album where I remember I was playing it in the car because I thought I'm safe. It's Taylor Swift. And she dropped like I can't remember if she dropped an F-bomb or something. But I was like, whoa, because the kids were in the car. And I thought like, oh, we can listen to this. It's Taylor Swift. And then I was like punching out really fast. I didn't realize that I had to like pre-screen the album on certain songs.
Oh boy. All right. And so Mara has been forced to listen to this over and over in the car, huh?
Yes. We've been running all sorts of errands and stuff like that. And I have been playing it. She's like, I mean, okay. I was like, come on. Now you know what to talk about at school. Otherwise, everybody else in the class is going to have listened to this. She's like, I'm okay with that. I'm like, well, you don't want to be the only one who didn't hear the Taylor Swift album. She's like, I'd be fine with that. I'd be okay. I could go the whole weekend.
She is not a fan of Taylor Swift. Okay. Real, nothing's doing it for her, huh? Okay.
No, she likes like Bad Blood. Who knows? She hasn't really, I mean, we've listened to, she's been in the car for a couple songs. I turned it off because it was one of those things where I'm not going to make her miserable listening to music that she.
Yeah.
So we can just drive in silence. Because if we can't listen to what I want to listen to, we're not listening to anything at all. No, awkward silence of from the back seat.
Well, congratulations on this Taylor Swift thing. I knew
I'm excited to see the videos. So. I saw the behind the scenes, like the making of The Fate of Ophelia, and it looks really good. And then her bread makes a debut. You know, she's been baking. She's a baker.
Sourdough, right?
That's what she was talking about. Yeah, this sourdough loaf that she has in this video looks like it's something out of a professional bakery window. Like, is there nothing she can... I mean, she really can do just about anything.
She apparently can take a redwood sequoia. The big tree, which actually nothing she can't take and do. Yeah, she's.
You are magenta right now. You are like a tomato. You're like, I can't do this. This is so uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to know what the size of his thing is, and no guy wants to know that. So, Molly, just to let you know, now, since you told me this stuff, I'm going to go watch the Chiefs next time, and then, yeah.
Well, they've been going back and showing old tape where it's like he's constantly pulling at his pants.
I just saw that. I didn't know what that was until
this. That's what that is. Yes. Everybody's now going back through the archives and paying attention to the bulge, if it really is what she says it is.
Well, I doubt she would lie. Wow.
Well, okay. I don't think she would lie, but at the same time, I mean... size is relative. What she might call a redwood, someone else might call a thumb.
Thank you. You're right about that. I never thought of that either. Okay. All right.
So I'm just saying. It's amazing.
That is funny. That is so funny.
How the narrative can change depending on where we are in the journey. Well, I'm I did recently see. So I follow this account on Instagram called The Ick. And I recently saw this one where this guy, basically it was after they finally hooked up, they had sex. And she's like, yeah, this is such a great, like, this is the first time I've slept with somebody since. Do we have this video?
I don't, you tell me. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, I think we're out of toilet paper.
We need to talk.
Oh no. Does it smell?
It's the toilet paper.
Why are you so serious?
You use way more than me, so I think you should start buying your own.
You're actually being serious.
I'm dead serious. You should be using 3 to 4 sheets max. That should be more than enough for your female area.
Ick. Is that the one you're talking about? The one, or is there another one?
There's another one, which we can show.
The ick factor. Okay.
And it is basically the night after this couple finally went all the way. And so she's like, I haven't had sex since my ex. And she's like, this was so much better. And he's like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I mean, and he's like, well, like, how was it better? And she's like, he was just different, built differently than you. And he's like, oh, am I better? And she's like, yeah, you are so much better. 'Cause like your average, like he was huge. Like it was like uncomfortably large.
Oh, baby arm, huh? Wow.
This guy's just standing there, God. Like, stop talking.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got a full moon coming up here.
Yeah,
this is going to be fun. Right. It is the harvest moon. It's Shine the first super moon. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was the first super moon of 2025. We're almost, you know, wrapping up 2025 pretty soon. It's the first. Is it the last then?
No.
Is there another one coming?
It's the first of three.
Okay. All right. Is it always in the back end of the year then?
No. It can happen anytime.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
Anytime.
Okay. Well, here's some fun stuff. I was wondering if there's anything weird or things that happen during a full moon. Mm-hmm. And they say that farmers and hunters have sworn that animals act stranger than usual.
Really?
So owls will hoot nonstop. Coyotes howl all night. And the farm animals get restless. This is on the harvest moon. This is this moon. Are you going to put moon water out?
I am going to put moon water.
This is a special one. I mean,
yeah,
this is
the harvest moon. Yeah, super moon, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So also werewolf legends. Many cultures believed it was the most powerful time for werewolves or shapeshifters to appear.
I love it.
Ooh.
Werewolf.
What is a shapeshifter again?
Something that can change into other things.
No, that's it. Werewolves. I would love to be a werewolf.
Oh. Yeah, of course you would.
I would love to.
So if you got a choice between being like a werewolf, a vampire, a mummy, like Frankenstein, you know, like of the monsters, you'd want to be a werewolf?
Yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, they always paint the Draculas and stuff like that to be miserable because they live for eternity. And plus, it's a bad way to go is just stake through the heart. I would feel like that would be awful and terrifying. But you'd be living and you can have a bunch of ladies or whatever you're into. Is that a covenant? You could have a whole
a
basement,
coven.
A coven. You could have a whole coven just full of people.
Have you watched Interview with the Vampire?
I don't know. That's with Tom Cruise, right?
Well, there's a new series that's on AMC.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Interview with a Vampire.
Uh-uh.
Is it
good?
It's on Netflix. It's unique. Like, I like it, but I don't think you'd like it.
Why? Is it because it's
Well, I mean, for starters, like, well, yeah, because it's like, it's gay vampires.
Oh.
I mean, so like in the first episode, total, like, full on, like, I mean.
Man love, man on man.
Yeah,
man,
they're lovers. I mean, they're like forever lovers. It's really good, though. I mean, it's definitely worth a watch. They finally dropped season 2, like, just the other day. You had to wait for forever to get season 2.
Okay.
But it's coming out on AMC. But
all right,
that's definitely, I mean, check it out. Who knows?
Is it just, that's the whole premise then, is two gay vampires or just sucking on each other. And I don't know.
No, what they're doing. It is not the premise of the show.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean,
it's vampires.
And blood. It's like I come this. Blood.
Oh boy. Oh no.
All right. Well, what? Well, let me finish. All right. So, vampire versus werewolf. I think werewolf would be awesome. Problem with werewolf is that you wake up the next day in a weird place, like on a farm somewhere. Mm-hmm. You only have bare, you have jorts on for the most part. I think that was the creator.
It's required to have jorts. That's the one thing.
That is the creator of jorts is werewolf. And then you don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're probably murdering people. Humans.
Well, you are for sure murdering people. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Like okay. I think I would like to be a werewolf. I think that would be fun. Mm. How about you? What are the two?
Oh, vampire all day long.
I can see you as a vampire. Not as a witch or anything like that?
Nope. Vampire all day long. Since I was a kid, I've loved vampire stories and
okay,
all that kind of stuff. Like, it's so interesting that they made a show out of Interview with the Vampire, because that's like, I remember reading that book when I was in high school.
Okay. And it is the same for the
most
part.
It's a book. Yeah. Well, no, okay. they adapted it. They changed it.
Okay. There weren't gay vampires in the book, obviously.
Well, there were. They just weren't as pronounced. I mean, it was Interview with the Vampire came out in like 1976. Okay. I think I read it like in 1990 or whatever. So it was alluded to, but it wasn't as like, obviously, given the time, they weren't like, these guys are husband and husband. Like, they are lovers. But I mean, if you read it, you're like, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
These guys are together, not just two friends. Like, we get to be immortal together forever. Best buddies. High five. Like.
Yeah. See, you would love this because you would not have to deal with the sun.
Yeah.
Ever.
You get to be rich. You get to hang out with cool people. You get to like look cool for forever. They only make beautiful people vampires.
Well, then I blinged in the vampire world. Also,
no, probably
then.
Not. Werewolf sounds more your speed.
No, when you paint it like that, beautiful people get rich and live in a castle, have a coven of a bunch of ladies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be. I mean, there'd only be Wylene. There would be only one Wylene.
I was going to say, are we like all these ladies? You're like,
Wylene. There would be Wylene. Just mm-hmm. Wylene. I'm a vampire now. All right. How about this one? The bright full moon was thought to light the way for spirits, especially ancestors, to walk the land.
Aw, that's nice. So well, I mean, we're coming up on Day tonight. Of the Dead, where it's supposed to be very thin between two veils.
That's what this is. The veil between the worlds thin as harvest season ends. That's what they mm-hmm. believe, like he said. So it's very thin,
mm-hmm.
meaning they can get through.
Yeah, like the veil is very – it's we're very close during this time. Like there's a lot of overlap.
Okay.
So if you were going to – basically, that was the whole idea of putting out jack-o'-lanterns, was you were supposed to scare away spirits. Like the idea, you'd carve a crazy-looking face and put a light in it and was supposed to keep stuff away.
Oh, I guess I never knew that. Maybe I did and I just didn't
No, remember. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know that.
They're also saying that strange lights or orbs in fields, farmers and stargazers see
Ooh.
That. They'll see that. And then here's a weird one. Heightened intuition or vivid dreams.
I love that.
Many report intense dreams or gut feelings during this moon.
Really?
Possibly linked to increased nighttime light and disrupted sleep patterns.
What? It just sounds like you're not in your house.
I know.
You're like, is every night Halloween? What?
Well, get your moonlight. Get your moon
stuff. I'm getting my moon water out. I do need to find my vampire t-shirt. It is around the house somewhere.
It is.
I should wear that. And I should wear that and host an Interview with a Vampire watch party and just get everybody. I haven't seen season two yet. I've only watched season one. So
okay.
Season two has got all sorts of new vampires in it that I haven't met yet. But apparently, I mean, I've read the book, so I know what's coming.
It's worth a watch is what you're saying. Right?
I thought it was really cool.
Okay.
The guy who played Grey Worm in Game of Thrones is one of the leads.
Oh.
So you may recognize him. I don't know if you'd recognize the other guy. I'd never seen him before. He's like some Australian dude.
Okay. All right. Well, we could definitely give it a look. It's that time of the year. We, by the way, it's October. We should be dressing up every day. We really
Halloween
should.
Halloween costumes every day. Why not?
Something.
I got a witch's hat I can wear.
I got a clown hat. A clown hair.
But you don't need to wait for Halloween to wear that. You just wear that.
I'll dust it off. I'll dust everything off. I have a big bag of costumes of all sorts. So why not?
Really?
We'll entertain the people who are watching. At least entertain each other. I see that Costco's getting something new. Oh, my God. Really?
These warehouse stores know their audience. Get ready for discounted Ozempic.
Yeah, well, it's not really going to be discounted. Basically, Ozempic and Wegovy are coming to Costco, right? And this is going to be sold to people who don't have prescriptions. So it's going to cost you almost $500 out of pocket, and that's for a month. A four-week supply of weight loss drug is going to cost you $500.
Yeah, that's like half price.
I don't know what the cost is.
No, I'm telling you, a cost is like $800 to $1,000 a month.
I wonder if they're doing this because of the pills coming out soon. You know, this is the shot. This isn't the pill. And the pill's
when's the
come
pill
out,
coming out?
Next year, they're saying you'll just be able to pop a pill.
That seems too easy.
Doesn't that seem weird?
Seems
I don't know if
easy.
I like any of this stuff. Like the muscle thing you told me about the other day?
Yeah.
You say people are taking – because I said there's some people that I know that take it. It's like they lost their muscle mass, and it's, and that was the first thing I noticed, you know. I don't know if I want to be super skinny like that. I don't know. I'm just not interested in that stuff. What do you think I do?
No,
if I
but
did,
I'm just
I'd
saying-
be taking it. I'd be taking it. I'm telling you, the people, I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to. The people that I've seen taking it, they look different. They look, it's maybe because I'm used to the way they used to look. I don't know.
They want to look different. Before they were heavy, and now they want to be, like, thin. I mean, that's the whole point. It's like, it's the same thing when people get plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You didn't like how you looked. So you went someplace, and you changed it. And now, what? None of us are supposed to comment on the fact that you look different. You didn't like your nose before. You went and bought a whole new nose. It completely changes your face.
I agree.
I'm just supposed to sit across from you and be like, all good. You look great. I mean, nothing's changed, but you look good.
But those are apples and oranges. We're talking about people that take Ozempic, and I'm talking about people that they're taking it because they – like I've only known two people to take it out of vanity.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for all I know, I don't know what their health situation is, but it just seems like to me that there's a level that you should stop at.
You can't.
You just take it forever then? Is that the deal?
That's the whole thing, is that the minute you stop, it goes away. That's the whole thing. You're on this for the rest of your life. There's no hopping on and hopping off the Ozempic train. Once you start taking it, that is a forever situation, unless you want to go off of it and gain all the weight back.
But I mean, is that 100% that they're going to gain the weight back, or is that?
Well, if you're not learning how to eat and exercise, if you're just going ahead and taking something that's going to. Okay. Have you seen Netflix has a documentary on the people that were the biggest losers?
No.
Do you remember that show, The Biggest Loser?
I hated that. That show was torture. Remember they would put him into a room full of sweets.
It was mean. I don't know if you could have that show now.
Never. And the first person that ate candy or ate some pasta or whatever the hell was in there got in trouble. Can you imagine being in the room after working out all the time and being in one giant room filled with your favorite stuff that got you there?
Mm-hmm.
That show was so mean.
You know, I don't know if you could do it now.
So what is the show? Are they bitching about it or?
No, these are people like they sit down. You would never recognize them. They've all gone back to their Biggest Loser bodies.
Okay.
I mean, not every single person, but you know, like they're saying like, there's no way the way that you eat and exercise on that show is completely unsustainable. that like you work so hard to lose all that weight so you can win, but it's like you're crash dieting in such a way that like your body is
probably
just
not good. Can't be.
So I started watching the first episode of the, because I remember watching it and I was pregnant. And I was like, this is the meanest show for a pregnant woman to watch.
It is.
Because it's just like, you're as big as those people. And they're like, I don't want to be big like this. You're like, I'm growing a person.
Yeah.
But I still feel like a whale. I wish I didn't.
Wow.
You should watch it. It's really, it got me. I started it yesterday. And it's just, it's like a couple of the contestants. And then they're just talking about behind the scenes, like what it was really like.
What was it, brutal? I'm sure it was. That it Jillian was like, not a nice person.
Yeah, that like she was so mean.
Uh-huh.
And that, I mean, but you just, this is the biggest thing. You watch the footage from the actual show and you cringe. Like you can't believe that this was ever on TV and these people didn't get canceled. Like the people who run the show. You know what I'm saying? Because you're looking at this and you're like, this is such fat shaming on like such a level. Like they tried to frame it as like, get healthy. But then they're like, listen, badass move. Like, Jesus. I don't think this is about getting healthy anymore.
And then they put him on a giant scale.
Yeah, you know, in front of everybody. And they're like, oh, you gained weight. You fat jerk. You're like, what happened? I think I'm more training water. They're like, no, you're just lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That show was something. I was watching them run. I mean, come on.
It was terrible. Like you'd watch it. You're like, I think somebody's going to get really
sick. Anyone die from that show ever? I think someone probably
did. No, but they had people
did,
like that were like, had to be like medics. I mean, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't go from zero to like running a marathon.
No.
And they were trying to make these people like, you know, they're like, keep going, keep pushing through. They're like, I can't. They're like, keep doing that. You watch it.
Maybe that's what we need. I mean, no. I don't know.
Even then you were like, yeah. Now it's like even way worse.
All right. We got a question from Luke here. Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you kiss? God.
Sick.
No.
I'd rather burp every time I kiss because I can like not kiss somebody.
But when you kiss somebody, I mean, you're probably laughing more than you are kissing.
That's what
somebody.
I mean. I'm laughing way more than I'm kissing.
Fart.
How many
time
times have
laugh?
I laughed during this show?
We and farted.
We haven't kissed.
Yes. Gracie, I think she'd rather fart every time she laughed. So, yeah,
she'd
I think
safe
I would.
If she were around you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, ooh, funny. All right. So burp every time you kiss, huh? That's your one?
Don't you think?
All right.
I mean, because I could like, I mean, you could just be like, listen, babe, every time I kiss you, I'm going to burp. So let's just hug it out. Let's just make this a hug fest.
Hugging, snogging.
Let my hands do the walking.
You got any questions from anyone?
Oh, yes. I have. Okay, do you think that dreams are just like brain static, basically just like gobbledygook, or do you think dreams mean something?
Wow. I would say they mean something. I don't know because
it
I have
depends
weird
on the
dreams.
Dream.
It really does. I have odd dreams.
I believe that dreams can mean something. I do believe that, like, you know, we've talked to Rebecca Rosen and how people who've crossed over can come to us and in dreams and help guide us. I do believe that. But I also know that it is also just like a garbage disposal. All the weird stuff that you've come in contact with during the day or during the week finds its way into the trash heap that is dreams. Because you'll think about it like, why did I dream about that? And then you're like, oh, you know what? I saw that commercial yesterday. I had that guy on it.
Yeah, I've had those before. Like I said before, my dreams are weird. They're almost sometimes productive dreams. But then they're like you said, it depends. Because, I mean, last night I dreamt about something. I do not know why. And then I don't remember. How can you not remember? Why is it that you don't remember?
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be so deeply, I mean, you're supposed
to be. But you know the dream coming out of it, right? When you wake up, you're like, man, that was a weird dream. That was crazy.
There are people that say they don't dream. Everyone dreams. It's just a matter of whether or not you remember it.
Uh-huh.
Because there are people who claim, like, I don't dream. It's like, you do, but you might be such a deep sleeper that you have no memory of the dream when you come out of it.
Okay.
That you're so deep in that it doesn't. The dreams that freak me out are the ones where you can't tell, like lucid dreaming, where you can't tell the difference between is this really happening or not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time. Well, it's weird because sometimes I dream something and I feel like later on I had, like, it was real, like you said.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to double check later in the afternoon if that had in fact happened. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is.
A lot of times naps are like that. A lot of times nap dreams are the ones that tend to be, cause it's just sort of like a snapshot in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you wake up and, you know, you're trying to catch your breath, or like, you know, you have that moment where you're like, that's not real. Right. Like, that didn't happen.
What do you think? Where do you think like sex dreams come from? What do you think that like a dream of sex?
Probably just some sort of undigested thought in your head. I mean,
have you ever dreamt of like murdering someone?
No, I mean, I've had dreams of killing someone in self-defense, like where it's like somebody broke into the house and like you had to like do whatever, like that kind of thing.
But not sneaking like, up on somebody.
Not like okay. I'm planning something. Why? Have you dreamed of murdering people?
No.
Well, usually somebody asks you a question because they want you to ask it back. And I had a feeling that you were asking because you wanted to get something off your chest.
No, I have never had a dream of hurting somebody. Fighting back. Yeah. I've had that.
That's what I mean.
But not like you, sneaking up on somebody and then attacking them from behind. That's not dream stuff. That's like real life stuff.
Yeah. You just saved that for real life.
Yeah, you don't waste your fun dreams on that. All right, so we got a newsletter coming out. It's out, actually. So yeah,
check your email today for the newsletter. Yeah. We've got all sorts of fun. We're letting you know about, like, the giveaways we got going this month. We've got a little fit check in there, a little cocktail inspo, a little just, like, fun things that are coming up in October, just stuff to know about.
Okay. Also, we got new merch. All right. We said we'd get the fall gear out there. So just go to bigpartyshow.com. There's the merch store right there. And while you're there, hit that contest button and put that keyword in, that being blue, in there to win tickets to Bluebird Improv at the Holland on the 19th of this month. We out of here. Mm-hmm. We out of here. Thanks, Super Gracie. All right, we'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good.